producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide.
Delirium. Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. TMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Life is lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I know I'm getting the feedback. They're beating us up over this. We've just been so hard on the Zika virus. That virus has feelings, you know. Super Don, why, you know, I try to be a nice guy, but, you know, I pick on viruses because I say that they're not the cause of disease, and they get upset with me. Why would they care, right?
Hashtag virus lives matter.
Virus lives matter. There you go. Well, maybe that would make up for it. You're a virusist. Right? No, actually, we're trying to protect viruses from unneeded attacks, unneeded vaccines here. Welcome, my friends. Next couple hours of broadcast healing, unlike anywhere else in the media. The Robert Scott Bell Show is live. Give us a call at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you feel so inclined to defend the virus or attack it, it's okay. We'll talk to you about it. Well, in fact, we'll talk to everybody about it. Have I really been hard on the virus? No, actually, I've been giving the virus a pass. Maybe I've been too easy on it. My perspective is that they have not provided me, yes, little old me, humble homeopath with a bad attitude occasionally, the evidence to support and to have me basically support the stance that the Zika virus causes microcephaly, or some say Zika. And I think, Superdon, it might be high time for us to go to like a PhD, a real PhD, or maybe even utilize folks in the mainstream of science, so to speak, to kind of defend us, or maybe defend the Zika virus. I'm not sure who needs defending here, actually. It's so confusing.
We've covered a lot of stories. John Rappaport has come out with some really great stuff. Mm-hmm. Even Liam Schaff, Mike Adams, mm-hmm. Natural News. You know, we cover all these stories. But I think, just to be fair,
yeah.
Why don't we go to somebody like Glenn Armstrong, who's the professor at the Department of Microbiology, Immunology, and Infectious Diseases in Calgary?
You think that they'll believe a Canadian?
Let's go to a scientist. Let's hear what a PhD scientist has to say.
This guy, yeah, he's from the Bacterial Pathogenesis Research Group. Now, before we dive into the audio, Super, I just want, for those who are new listeners or haven't been paying attention, I've questioned the proclamations from CDC, World Health Organization, et cetera, and the mainstream media saying that the Zika virus is definitely the cause of microcephaly. Because even in the articles, every one of them, read them, if they have any shred of integrity and honesty, they also say it's still just speculation. It's speculative. We don't have hard evidence. So they admit it, yet the headlines scream, Zika virus is the cause. Let's spend money on vaccines. And we're just saying, wait, hold your horses. This doesn't appear to be that. There are dissenting views, right? Are these Zika denialists, other scientists and doctors who say maybe it's the larvicide, maybe it's the GMO mosquitoes, maybe it's pesticides, maybe it's the vaccines that are being given to pregnant women, right? And so we've covered that and said, listen, we don't perceive what the headlines are saying the same way as they want us to. And maybe we have oppositional defiance disorder, okay? I don't have a problem with that, except that it's not a dysfunction. In fact, it shows that you're a functional human with cognitive functions, let's just say, still working. You ask questions. You ask the right questions. You ask annoying questions. That's a good thing in our book. So let's go to a PhD. You said him, Glenn Armstrong in Canada. We're going to be up in Canada. Maybe we can get to meet him if he comes out to Toronto when we're up there. We've got upcoming events in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So let's see. Is it indeed definitive? Is it the Zika virus? Are we all wrong? Are we just, you know, just cranks and kooky radio hosts that are questioning the cause here of microcephaly, which is a legitimate concern? We've never downplayed that, not once. We just question the real cause of this scenario. So as we go to our Canadian researcher buddy, he doesn't know us from Adam probably, but I'm going to call him a buddy because he seems like he's a good guy. He's being interviewed on the CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, about a link between the Zika virus or Zika virus and microcephaly. Let's give a listen.
Now, we've heard reports that suggest that there is this link, or at least a relationship, between the Zika virus and microcephaly in newborns. But now people are talking about other evidence that may suggest otherwise. What can you tell us about these other findings?
Well, actually, the other findings aren't that surprising, Michael, because microcephaly has been around for a long time, and long before Zika virus. So it's not just Zika virus that causes this. There are other causes for microcephaly as well.
Dude, he's speaking a little bit too much common sense. I wonder if they're going to remove him from his position, because what he just acknowledged, this was PhD researcher Glenn Armstrong from the University of Calgary in Canada, and he basically said microcephaly has been in existence long before there was anything called a Zika virus that we know of, or long before they made the link here in recent times out of Brazil. That's rational. That's accurate. That's factual. I'm just shocked that he was interviewed and that they didn't put up, you know, a point counterpoint. Now, in Brazil, do we have definitive, let's say, linkage that says, oh, my goodness, but in Brazil it's different. It's definitely Zika. Nothing else could be the cause here of this microcephaly in Brazil.
And we know that in Brazil, prior to Zika virus, they had a baseline rate of microcephaly-born babies long before the Zika virus. So really, the connection between Zika virus and microcephaly right now is all circumstantial evidence. We really don't have yet any hard data to show that there is a direct link between a Zika virus infection and microcephaly in newborns.
So, Super Don, you heard that. No hard data, circumstantial. And isn't that often the case when we talk about linkage between other things, environmental factors and diseases? That they say, well, that's not proven, that's not evidence, it's just circumstantial. I mean, I think I've heard that before, but now this guy from the inside is saying it's not real hard evidence yet.
Yeah, I mean, they will throw words out there like circumstantial evidence or anecdotal, which is one of their favorites, when they're trying to debunk somebody, when they're trying to make somebody appear to be uneducated, just silly, a conspiracy theorist for thinking that there might be other reasons, there might be other theories. That's so what they'll throw out there. It's just circumstantial, so you're crazy to think that.
Right, but we have, big budgets at the NIH, right, CDC. We're talking billions, $30 billion plus for the NIH, $169 million. Now, we talk about the link between vaccines and autism. They say there's no evidence, or if they do, it's coincidental. No hard evidence.
It's anecdotal. It's circumstantial, or they'll just say there might be a casual link.
A casual link, which sounds similar to what we're seeing here with Zika and microcephaly. Let's talk in numerical terms. $169 million out of $30.86 billion goes to autism research, which is a growing problem, much larger than microcephaly and or any supposed link, circumstantial or otherwise, to Zika. That's 0.55% of total NIH funding. Obama just secured or wants $1.8 billion for Zika based on what? The same thing that they say, circumstantial, anecdotal, non-evidence-based. I find that rather interesting. Why is that? Well, let's go back and figure out from this researcher, Glenn Armstrong, PhD, out of Canada, if it's not Zika. I mean, he seems to not be jumping on the Zika bandwagon. Then what else might be possibly a cause of microcephaly?
So if not the Zika virus causing this microcephaly or these cases of microcephaly, what are the other potential causes here?
Well, the other fetal alcohol syndrome can be another cause. Drug use or overuse can be another cause. Even environmental pollutants that are linked to birth defects can be another cause. And then there's probably a human genetic component that's involved in this as well. So it's really quite complex how microcephaly occurs. And there's more than just one cause for this condition.
You know, I don't want to gloat. I really don't. But haven't we been saying from the beginning that there is not, you know, these diseases are not just one cause, one disease, necessarily even one cure? And this guy just acknowledged environmental causes. I think he meant fetal alcohol syndrome, because it sounded like he said fecal alcohol syndrome, which would be really nasty. You know, we know that these birth defects happen, and we know that there are environmental causes. They say genetic issues, but of course we know of epigenetics, the environment's impact on genetic expression. We've talked extensively over the years about the lack of certain minerals. You know, women, if you don't have enough chromium in your system, that you could have birth defects, the protection for chromosomal integrity. These are very real things. So what is a scientist to do, Dr. Armstrong, if we can't figure this thing out? If it's not the Zika virus, what can we do?
So how do scientists go about proving or trying to find the actual cause of these latest cases of microcephaly?
Yeah, that's actually a pretty difficult chore in this particular case, because, like I say, all of the evidence so far is circumstantial, and what we need to get is actually hard evidence.
Sounds like a real wackadoodle PhD to me. He wants hard evidence. How dare he demand hard evidence, right? Isn't this the kind of thing that we ask for and we don't get? Where's the evidence? Well, you can't ask that question. All right. Well, let's let the PhD ask the question, which he just did. We need to find hard evidence. It's just not there. It's not there. And so what we're left with is, well, let's just throw money at it. We got $1.8 billion. Maybe that would be good. Certainly there's a scientific way to determine whether microcephaly is caused by the Zika virus. Of course there is. But it's not as simple as analyzing blood samples or serum samples. The question is why or why not. We're going to get to that momentarily. This is a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, as we start off today, as long as it takes, to parse the media reports that the Zika virus is the next great plague that's going to wipe us out, as it was with the bird flu, the swine flu, the Ebola. You fill in the blank, whatever virus you want to blame it on, as opposed to acknowledging or questioning reality the way a PhD scientist up at the University of Calgary is doing. So we're going to hear more from Glenn Armstrong, specifically why it's not even sufficient just to test for serum levels of Zika to determine microcephaly.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We're picking apart the Zika link to microcephaly, and the reason is, well, it's not just us. And we've got a PhD researcher out of the University of Calgary, Canada, Glenn Armstrong. He was interviewed by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, I believe it's called, the CBC, about this very issue. And it is shocking, to say the least, coming from a mainstream kind of news organization, because it's like, you know, they dismiss us. They try to supervise. Oh, well, it's just Robert Scott Bell. It's just, you know, he's not official. We don't sanction him. It's like, right. Not that I would ask to be sanctioned. In fact, the moment they sanction me, look out. Don't listen.
You're not a scientist.
Yeah.
How can you talk about these things? You're not a scientist.
I get your science, buddy. All right. So, perspective. We're going to get into the blood serum test in a moment, but you had, again, the juxtaposition of the anecdotal claims here, the non-definitive claims here. We're getting a PhD to back us up on this, but the money that's being thrown at it, or not.
It's insane. I mean, you know, I like to, you know, as we were preparing for the show, I pulled out some statistics about autism. You've got 1 in 68 kids, I think it's 1 in 42 boys, with autism. You got the NIH getting $30 billion there is their funding annually. $169 million of that going to autism research. And then you juxtapose that with the Zika virus, which has a circumstantial, casual, maybe, link to microcephaly. And Obama is asking for $1.8 billion? $1.8 billion based on maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, who's writing these checks?
Right.
I mean, how do you justify $1.8 billion for something that scientists are even afraid to say that there's a casual link involved when you've got something like autism, which is established and they're throwing pennies at this thing compared to what Obama wants to spend on Zika.
It tells you a lot about the scientists or the scientific community or those who are paying for it. Why do they want to go that direction toward the development of a vaccine? Very interesting. Now, you may question this PhD and say, oh, he's probably a plant for the alternative media. We'll find out what his position is on vaccines as well in a moment. But also, you should know the World Health Organization is desperately trying to quell the rumors, they call it, around Zika and microcephaly. In other words, the mentioning of larvicide, the mentioning of vaccines, the mentioning of GMO mosquitoes. We've got to squash those rumors as if they're rumors, not questions, legitimate scientific questions to be looked into by PhD researchers, by MDs on the ground there in Argentina, in Colombia, in Brazil. But what about testing serum levels of Zika? Isn't that going to be sufficient to solve this problem? Let's go back to Glenn Armstrong on this issue.
And I know that scientists right now are, when a baby is born with microcephaly, are analyzing serum samples from the mom and the baby and to see if there's evidence of a Zika virus infection in the mother. But the problem there is that they're only analyzing samples from babies that are born with microcephaly. They're not really analyzing a lot of samples from babies that are born normally, say, in Brazil, to look if there's evidence for Zika virus there as well. So, you know, if they find the same number of babies born healthy without microcephaly, you know, in mothers that are infected with the virus as babies that are born with microcephaly and Zika virus infection, then that really sort of throws a whole damper on the theory that Zika virus itself is causing the microcephaly.
Way too much sense. I mean, and this is what we've been finding, too, in terms of those with microcephaly. They've only found the Zika virus or evidence of it, as he says, in a very small fraction of the cases, which means it can't possibly be the cause, certainly in all cases. Could it be in those cases? Sure, we don't know for sure. I have my suspicions. I'm very open about them. But what about conflicting reports? Because there are some about this whole thing.
There are all sorts of conflicting reports that are coming out on this whole issue. I'm aware of some data that's coming out of Colombia. You know, Colombia is experiencing an explosive epidemic of Zika virus as well as Brazil, but apparently Colombian health authorities are not noticing a huge increase in the number of babies born with microcephaly.
Or did you hear that? So our PhD buddy from Calgary, who we don't know personally, like I said, I'm just joking, calling him a buddy, but I like what he's questioning. I think that's a real scientist. He's saying there are reports we're hearing out of Colombia saying we've got plenty of Zika around, but we've got no uptick increase in microcephaly. And what about the incidence of microcephaly in Brazil? Has it really been tremendously greater since they've started pointing to Zika? Or is that also a ruse to attract money for vaccine research? Questions? We're going to answer some of them after this break.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Scott Bell Show.
Times is writing about the Zika scare. If this were a murder investigation, prosecutors would still have a long way to go to prove that Zika is indeed guilty as charged. And then one of our PhD research scientists that we love to hate on a little bit, all right, let me just say it the nice way, Dr. Anthony Fauci, I'm not a big fan, all right, at the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Disease. He says it's entirely possible there's something else going on in Brazil, something unique to the population or environment in which transmission takes place, whatever that is. I mean, we've covered articles by John Rappaport. We're asking the questions. Have I made definitive statements? You know, the only definitive statement I can make so far, again, granted, not validated, but definitive that Zika is not the cause of microcephaly in every case that's been reported down there. There, I could say that without even a hesitation. because they found it in only a fraction of the cases of microcephaly doesn't mean it's the cause in all the cases that it's not there. How could it be, right? We don't even know if it's causing it in the cases where they actually detect it. But the hunt is on or not. The hunt is over. According to the World Health Organization, the rumors are not about the link between Zika and microcephaly, but the link to anything else. Now, we've been playing audio from Glenn Armstrong, PhD. And by the way, the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, go there, click on the links, read it yourself. We've got links to the audio that we're playing. It would be too cool if we got to make something like this up, but we didn't. And that's just not what we do. We don't have enough time to do that. The incidence of microcephaly in Brazil, before they started going Zika, 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 was it there before? Was microcephaly there before? This is what we want to find out. Let's hear from this Brad Armstrong, PhD, at the University of Calgary once again.
Also, there are some questions about the rate of microcephaly or the incidence of microcephaly in Brazil before the Zika virus epidemic. And there's some data suggesting that perhaps the rate of microcephaly in Brazil before the Zika virus was a lot higher than was previously reported, in which case the spike that we're seeing now with the Zika virus infection may not be as great as we think it is.
So there may not be even a major spike or uptick in the cases of microcephaly. Maybe there is. But regardless, we've already pointed to you, or actually I should say PhD Glenn Armstrong has already pointed out that it is merely circumstantial. It has not been proven. There's a lot of evidence to go. The LA Times says, oh man, it's not even close. Even Anthony Fauci from NIAID says, well, it might not be. Wow. Stunning. They're all kind of on our side, the things we've been saying, but yet the headlines continue to voice this forward. But WHO, World Health Organization, we've got an article linked there at robertscottbell.com saying all of those other things you're hearing about larvicide, environmental things, vaccines, GMO mosquitoes, sterile mosquitoes, all of that's just hearsay. Those are rumors. But the Zika connection, that's the real thing. Or is it? The World Health Organization is a political organization, as is the CDC and the FDA, often in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. I just want you to think about that. But what about this PhD researcher? Is he in the pocket of like a homeopathic lobby for him to say these things? Or is he a real believer, if you will, as a PhD researcher in vaccinations, right? Can they say this guy's an anti-vaxxer? That's why he's doing it. Because that's how the media likes to play this thing. Just find some way to dismiss him at all costs, because we cannot have a PhD researcher from the inside questioning these things like a PhD is supposed to by training do. So let's check in on his street cred regarding PhDs and vaccinations for Zika or anything else.
The focus now seems to be, with even with the World Health Organization, this focus on trying to find some type of vaccine against the Zika virus. Does this mean to say that that effort is a bit of a waste of time?
Well, it's sort of hard to say. I mean, I guess the only thing I can say about that is it's probably not a bad idea to invest some research time and money into coming up with a vaccine, because, you know, it's still early days, and things could change depending on, you know, the data that that comes out of further investigations.
Although he sounds like he's somewhat noncommittal, clearly the guy's like, yeah, sure, vaccine research, why not? So if you got all of that from the inside guy, what are they going to use to discredit him, Super Don, that he likes Sunday morning cartoons? I mean, what are they going to do to go after this guy?
Yeah, you know... I don't know that they're going to go after him, and that's the thing. Mm. What he's saying right there, and even what we're hearing Anthony Fauci say,
yeah,
is an important detail in this whole thing that most people are missing, because they are not the guys on the forefront when it comes to the message being disseminated by the media. They aren't focusing on these guys that are saying this. So I don't know that they're going to go after him, per se. But really the problem that we've identified here is that there is no evidence. Now, listen, I will go as far to say that is it possible that the Zika virus is a cause of microcephaly? Yes. Yes, it's possible. But you know what? There is just as much evidence of that as there is of everything else that they are trying to discount right now.
That's
okay?
Right.
So do I think they're going to go after him, try and discredit him? No, because there are other people that are saying that. But I think what we need to do is we need to look at the problem that is behind the media influence here on trying to keep everybody scared and trying to make everybody afraid. And the drive to discover a vaccine and the spending of billions of dollars on something that we have respected scientists saying, you know what, I'm not quite sure that we should go as far as saying that Zika is the cause of this.
Yeah. Well, I think we've if we talk about supportive evidence to our claims that Zika is not definitively linked to microcephaly, I think we've done well today. And if there were evidence to show a definitive link, we would report on that, too. That's just the way we roll here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We just happen to be right more than the WHO is right on these issues and CDC, et cetera, over the years as they continue to blame a virus when, of course, it would be a little bit inconvenient to blame, for instance, toxic pollution from the local plant or a pesticide or something like that that's genetically engineered.
Let me throw one other small detail in here. I think that I don't know I've heard if anybody else has pointed this out. But if you look at what happened with the Ebola situation, okay, you had the World Health Organization come under a lot of fire about not responding to the Ebola situation as efficiently and as quickly as they should have. So I think a part of what we're seeing here can be attributed to the fact that they are really trying to save some face here as a result of what happened with the Ebola situation. They
they're overreacting for that.
Yes, exactly.
It's interesting to consider. By the way, on Capitol Hill, there was a hearing this week, and they brought up these concerns about pesticides, GMOs, and CDC reps, of course, claiming it's all safe and good, even, you know, with DEET, which we know is a neurotoxin. And, of course, I think that's why they're also in panic mode at the WHO level. We got to squash these rumors that are looking elsewhere besides the virus. And a real scientist, I've said this many times, doesn't eliminate until they've really done their work any other cause, which they haven't even come close to doing, as they haven't come close to definitively linking the Zika virus to microcephaly. So with that, if you guys have questions, we'll be answering them throughout the week here. The Robert Scott Bell Show, available 2 hours a day, 6 days a week around the country. All our affiliates, thanks to GCN, our home in talk radio, as well as Talk Network and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and EpicTimes.com, as well as UK Health Radio. And now through the SoundCloud, you can find a special archives page at robertscottbell.com. So loads and loads more information. We'll keep covering this, keeping you up to date. If you have a question or comment, 24/7, whether we're live or not, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So back to the mailbag. This is coming in through the website, robertscottbell.com. Question of the day from Chloe. Chloe says, doctors and hospitals can be necessary. I guess that's kind of a heading to where she's going. She says, I have gone to the ER for yet another kid with a blocked esophagus. After 6 hours of the kid vomiting saliva, I could not take it anymore. I knew what needed to be done and discussed my suggestions with the doc who followed them. Muscle relaxants allowed the blocked food to go one way or the other. The doc knew the latest relaxant, and it worked. He thanked me for my input. Yay. The pediatric gastroenterologist said this is common. Docs for the adults have not caught up with the medical literature. This is according to Chloe. Now, I have not had a child come to me with a blocked esophagus. You think about that, you think about choking, right? An immediate choking, let's throw a Heimlich maneuver at it. So this must be something else here, especially if muscle relaxants are the things that responded according to what Chloe is reporting here, which would indicate a spasm of some kind, perhaps. And I would first look, and I don't know if Chloe did this, to the trace mineral magnesium, which is very often looked in terms of normal muscular function, smooth muscle relaxation, magnesium. And you can actually use a topical form of magnesium. Our friends at HarmonyCone.com have that topical, but you can take internal forms of magnesium as well before resorting to a muscle relaxant, because if not prescribed appropriately and used appropriately, it can be very dangerous as well, especially in children. So I'm glad, Chloe, that your child is okay now. I just don't know enough about this case to say, yeah, definitively magnesium wouldn't have worked. Get back to me if you used that and it didn't. I'd be curious to say. Magnesium phosphoricum, MagPhos, is a good homeopathic remedy as well. In this case, if there's anxiety associated, gelsemium, homeopathic gelsemium, and of course cannabidiol, CBD, is another way to relax out of anxiety. And that is legal in all 50 states, thanks to our friends at Cannavest, cannavest.com. Ed asked a question. I didn't read anything about blood pressure in your book, but mine just shot up to 145 over 82. Can you give me some much-needed direction? Thank you for in advance. Ed, God love you, Ed. You tell me that your blood pressure just shot up to 145 over 82, and that's all you're telling me? How the hell am I supposed to know what's going on in your case? I mean, that's as vague and nondescript in terms of other things, unless you're mad at me because in Unlock the Power to Heal, I didn't address blood pressure directly. Maybe that was it. Blood pressure were due to a lot of issues, elevated blood pressure, including tension, hypertension, excess caffeine, dehydration, chronic low-level dehydration. I mean, even hydrating, getting the Echo water system plugged into your house would be great. But again, I don't know definitively, Ed. You didn't give me any information to go on except that you got a high blood pressure response. If you want to follow up and give me more details, maybe we can go with something else. But I know what we're going to come up with next. Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer. And we are going to talk about why millennials don't eat cereal. Also,
Captain Morgan's going to talk about Captain Crunch.
That's appropriate. We'll go there next. Stay with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you too busy or even overwhelmed to figure out where to start your healing journey? If you could do just one thing every day, gentle daily cleansing with the Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea would be it. The Royal Society of Medicine states that 85% of all disease gets its foothold in the large intestine. Where does 70% of your immune system reside? You know it, the mother of all organs, the large intestine. Daily Cleansing Tea goes deep within your body and cleanses all tissues and vital organs. Did you know it takes 9 months in actuality to cleanse the colon? Not 3 weeks. By drinking the special blend of organic herbs daily, you will not only help prevent things you don't want to happen, but you'll also maintain a pristine environment so your body can finally heal itself in the way nature intended. Gentle daily cleansing is the most important step to a strong immune system and staying vibrantly healthy each and every day. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. Easy to make, easy to take, and it tastes great too. Go to docofdetox.com to order yours today and receive 20% off your first order. Coupon code RSB20. Doc of Detox Daily Cleansing Tea. The easiest thing you can do every day.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, sometimes we get some vitamin G from you guys and gals out there. Facebook message just came through the Robert Scott Bell Show site there from Daniel. He says, thank you, RSB and gang, for putting out clear and understandable info about Zika. The original media story didn't make sense to us. Please keep questioning things. Well-behaved, compliant, and controlled sheeple never question anything. Common sense is now rare, and I am fortunate to know of people like us that still have it and use it. Well, amen, Daniel. We're not going to give the sheeple perspective. At least it's not going to be coming from us. We might acknowledge it and cover it so you can have a perspective. Maybe look in the mirror and say, am I a sheeple or am I a people? And then move on from there. But we'll see. We'll continue to cover it. But I did enjoy giving the audio clips from Glenn Armstrong, PhD, out of the University of Calgary. I want to thank Super Don for helping to collate and collect that. And, of course, Captain Morgan, our millennial assistant producer, is back with us just in time to explain why millennials don't eat cereal. Captain Morgan talking, as Super Don said, Captain Crunch.
Oh, Captain Crunch. I guess he's missing out on this next generation.
Did you agree? Were you the cereal generation? Because certainly Super Don and I grew up in those eras, and I've told stories about how my poop turned pink thanks to Frankenberry and Chocoberry, whatever
these
cereals were.
That was the real deal back then.
Yeah, but I mean, the food coloring was just horrific. When it just painted your insides out, and then you'd go, is this normal? And your doctor would go, sure, that's fine. Just keep eating the cereal.
See, that wasn't allowed in our house. It was Cheerios, and if we were good every other day, we could mix the plain Cheerios with Honey Nut Cheerios as a treat.
Oh, to get some extra sugar in you. You needed that high fructose corn syrup.
Obviously, yes. But I think this article was actually really interesting about how the next generation is moving away from cereal, and Don and I were actually chatting about it a little bit. Because the article says that cereal is too inconvenient, and I feel like the writer is coming from this bias where, you know, he's kind of criticizing this next generation for thinking that, pouring cold cereal into a bowl is too inconvenient for you.
Well, you know how hard it is to open one of those bags without exploding. That could be
probably pull a muscle.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. So, no, do you think there's any legitimacy? You say, well, we're just the generation on the go. We can't stop to pour something in something that might spill.
Well, I think it's just a different way of doing life. I think that we are the generation of Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. We're constantly being bombarded by information from people that we follow and who follow us. Mm-hmm. So to be honest, I think most people who are kind of a part of that mode are either on their cell phone or on their computer until it's time to actually walk out the door. And then you want something that you can eat in the car, and you can't eat cereal in the car, and you don't want to do dishes. So picking up a instant shake or power bar can be a lot more convenient.
Yeah.
But I do also think that has a lot to do with marketing, because all of the celebrities on Instagram and YouTube are mm-hmm. paid to promote shakes and bars as kind of the trendy thing. They promote their favorite brand, and they get kickbacks. So the Wheaties boxes of the days of yore are not quite grasping this next generation,
so
I feel.
It's the Wheaties bar or the Hot Pocket generation on the go all the time.
Yes. We're very busy and important, obviously.
Yeah. Well, listen, we like to have your perspective because, you know, generationally, we're almost over the hill here. Super Don's got a few years before he's over the hill, but I'm almost there. I think I'm there now. Over the cereal hill, I guess. Now we roll Cheerios for sport, and we can't catch up with them, so. This is the crazy stuff.
I like Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran.
You're a Raisin Bran? That was fun, and when they went organic, I finally could eat them again. But it wasn't, I don't think it was Post stuff. That did that. But, again, non-GMO, very important, organic if you're doing it. The raisins have a lot of surface area. If the grapes were sprayed, you got to eat the cleaner raisins if you're doing that. Or maybe now for us, prunes. How about that? Is there prune brand?
Speak for yourself, Robert Scottville.
Okay. All right. Well, we got an interesting story about teenagers and mental health coming up and their risk for mental health, and it relates somehow to food. We'll see if it relates to fast food, Hot Pockets, or cereal. We'll go there. But listen, I'm going to tell you both. The Zika scam, and I'm calling it a scam, at least on the World Health Organization level or those that are promoting immediately the investment in a vaccine. I think we did a good job today of relating perspective on that before you jump on the fear bandwagon related to a virus that is not necessarily causing anything. At least they haven't determined that it has. But we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so stick with us. Captain Morgan's going to hang on with Super Don after the break, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Way not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Way tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.